recording already?
Okay. Open the meeting at 6 o'clock. Additions, deletions, I don't see any. None. I don't see any citizens in here except for us. So there's no citizens input, so we're up to Scott Rigold and the ambulance contract.
He's quick.
Yeah, we try not to pull around much.
Okay. Don't be kidding now.
Just here to sign the annual contract. Our auditors and lawyers request that because the contract is between the 5 towns, we have an original signature from each town on one contract.
On file, yeah.
So the Eden portion, 64,987.
I did verify it.
Verified it. So you have the one that needs to be signed?
Yes, sir. So the only change was the amounts and the dates.
From last year?
That's a 25-26 contract. Another, we just got some good news. We needed to change all our fluorescent lighting out of the men's station in Johnson. We got a 100% grant. For that efficiency,
we're going to
get down $78.50. So that helps every little bit. And it's nice to get some of that efficiency. We want money back.
Yeah. Yes, it is. So
the number is the same as what we discussed before town meeting.
I compared it to the town meeting.
And nothing else has changed except for the date and the number.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll make the motion if you're all set. I'll make the motion to go ahead and sign the contract.
All
right. Lemoyne and
Woods. Woods, second in it. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Both are important. Opposed? Nobody's opposed. So we're good to go.
Thank you.
It was all talked about earlier.
Yeah,
it was all dollar amount was.
So this is the one you need the signature on.
Yes.
Do you need all of us or just
no,
one?
No, just one designated person.
Well, most of us.
No.
Sorry. Can't help you there.
And today's the 20 something.
20th. 9 months to Christmas.
Don't say that. We didn't even get out of winter yet.
Alrighty. There you go, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's good. I'll be that part for 6:20.
Yeah, should be able to make it, no problem.
Yeah.
21 towns and then the grants and goers. Keep you busy.
The grants and goers.
Yes, we got 6 residents up there that we cover.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And then we do April. There's a few more people in April. Not many.
All right, perfect.
Thank you.
Take care.
Next thing's beach update. You only got the one thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You sent me a quote from
Junior
D-Man for an expanded Wi-Fi situation.
Yes. So obviously that was a lot higher than I expected. Our quote to get some better internet. His quote was about $5,000.
I agree with that.
Twice.
I will go on record right now saying that I reviewed that quote today, looked at all the equipment and specking out. No need of that. It's way
overdoing it.
Those transmitters that he wants, I don't know if you guys even saw it.
No,
I didn't put it in the packet.
You
I
got a picture of the beach, right? From aerial view. And the house, the office. In the office, that farthest campground is 400 and something feet, and he has it right on the print, right?
Yep.
So if I draw a circle that big, takes in everybody else is closer than that. That's the farthest distance. Your Wi-Fi router at home, stick it up on your roof, is 300 feet outside. He wants to put in transmitter and receiver. They're good for 1.5 miles. He wants to put 4 of them in, $250.
So people all around the outside of the lake can get it.
All the lake can do it.
Well, no, they're so.
Mile and a half. A lake ain't a mile and a half long.
Right, but you have to put. He's got these transmitters and a receiver, right? So you send a signal right to that one. And then you can, then you have 300 feet around that where you can log onto it. So you put that out there, a mile and a half. Well, what, we need 400 feet. We don't need a mile and a half. They had one of those to go up on the hill and one of those to go up to the other end of the campground. And then at the end of each one of those, you've got to have a hot spot. So that's another 200, you know, it adds up. It's 20, even at my best price.
I thought we just put Comcast up there.
You did, but it's only in the building.
We're trying to figure out why it's not extending to people, whether there's too many people on it, whether we need new equipment.
He's quoted us an enterprise level solution that we don't know.
Well,
so
I did also, after that came in today, I reached out to the Comcast salesman and asked him if he could.
Well, so I've had people at camp up there, so we gladly pay extra every month to have a, you know, to be able to get on and guarantee we've got a good signal. Probably worth looking into. But that's just way out of how you would do this. Put up a booster
antenna. But like anything,
booster
you
antenna.
Want to know what the return is. Is that 2 years or is that 20 years
now?
I'm going to live at home. So.
Yeah, ain't going to spend that kind of money. Anyways, the proposal is for like an enterprise level, some crazy, it's way more than we need. I mean, so what we would, I'll lay something out real quick and figure out how much if we can't get out of that for less than $100,000, I'd be surprised.
But then you got to find somebody to do it.
Oh, I can look it up. In an afternoon.
Okay.
It's not rocket science. I do it every day. That's what I do for a living. So. Anyways, we'll just move on from that because it's like, that was just, I reviewed it, went through it real quick, or not real quick. I looked up every piece of equipment that he spent, see what my price was. He's charging us 10-20% over retail.
Mm-hmm.
What? Wait, I can have that stuff delivered for less than he's charging us to my house. You know?
Yeah.
Usually, if you're a contractor, they'll cut you a little break on equipment, you know, and then they make up the money on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if I go buy a 2x4, it'll cost me $4. Well, you, if you're a contractor, you're going to buy 500, and you buy a lot of them, so you get a little better price, so maybe your 2x4 is 360 when you build my house with them.
Yeah, and then
but
they
anyway,
charge you the $4.
But
he charged out the $4.
No, he would only charge me like 360. He charged me a whisker less.
No, they don't. they charge you much or more.
It just seemed like a retail plus was a little.
Got a handling fee there.
You got to buy the things wholesale, you know.
When do you want to sign their contracts? All three of them have signed.
Oh, that's beat stuff.
If you want it to be. We're just sitting on them. They need to sign eventually.
They've all signed their end of them?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
And they all passed their background and everything. Right?
Well, I only did one on the newest guy.
Yeah.
The other two passed them.
Right. But it's everybody else.
So Pam's going to be the manager.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's going to have two assistants.
Mm-hmm.
Those split. Two assistants are going to split the second
portion.
Yeah, however they want to.
They're going to have two campers up there?
That's their hope. They were going to be trying to buy a used one, I think, right around now.
And they're going to use
the
manager's
spot.
Site?
Yeah.
For both.
For both campers.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of agreed on it.
Yeah.
Last year.
They're still in the...
I hope things went better than they did last year, that's all.
They are going to.
Okay.
The only option.
We got all signed it?
Yeah.
Flip for the tractor.
Oh, you pick it up? Yeah, we went down today.
They said it would fit in the back of the pickup, but it's a 54, 56 inch deck.
It's
and you got the wheel wells there, and it ain't going to fit.
No.
Thank you.
So I unloaded my snowmobile today and took my snowmobile trailer in, flopped the door down, drove it in, and then backed it up the building and backed it off.
The other one up there?
No, the other one's still at the garage.
It is getting spring fast, isn't it?
I don't know. Mud season.
But it's just like, it seems like, I don't know, it seems like the days are going by fast.
sun's warm.
It is.
Except for Sunday.
Yeah.
No,
I'll give you this look too. This is the tool as long goes right there to cut the horse off.
And all the shop is rated, yeah?
Yeah. A whole $35, I think.
Oh boy. Alright, so the contract for the management of the beach has been signed.
So this Isaiah, we really never met him.
Not really.
You want to come in?
Well,
you.
If she.
What it's been in the past is you said that the manager chooses their assistant,
right.
So it's kind of.
The assistant works for her. Not
right.
Her.
So you're signing just the contract for the manager or the.
No, all
three. All
three.
Okay, okay.
There's that one. It's all signed.
Okay.
And Ricky picked, not Ricky. Ricky picked up the tractor and they delivered the picnic tables today.
Yeah,
so that was awesome.
Can you get, have you been up by there? See if you get down in there at all, or is it still pretty snowy here?
No, there's no snow.
Oh, there ain't?
No, it was,
right.
It was morning, it was snow covered this morning.
Yeah, dusting. I'm talking about being able to get down in there and
work.
Do what
you're going to want to wait for it to dry up a little bit. Yeah,
right.
You ain't going to want to go down and start running around with your tractor and stuff now, because you'll have it running up in good shape.
All right, but I probably wouldn't have probably been.
If it froze in the morning, that's the time to go in
there. Yeah, I'll wait a couple of weeks. I would probably want to take a tractor down there. I'll just log this stuff out.
Does the other tractor still at the garage, I think?
Yes. There's no room to put it up there right now, anyway. You can hold that.
You know why?
So is his. Mm-hmm. Is his name printed somewhere here?
It's on the front. It's on the top.
Yeah. No, I don't see his name. I get the date and everything here. Oh, okay.
I knew I read it on there when I read that front page.
Yeah.
Is that something I need to sign?
Yeah.
Did you?
Because I thought Pam knew that on that other one.
Yes.
Because that was a little frustrating. I could not get that thing to go to the printer and save it. So that I could sign it. Just wouldn't do it.
Yeah, they wanted the picnic tables and everything picked up. They were gonna, remember they were supposed to hold everything. They called. They want. They
yeah, running out of room, huh?
That was at Milton Rental, and then also Country Home wanted the picnic tables picked up.
Okay, so health officer update for Gunnlin Beach. We're just signing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like I said, we picked that stuff up.
Yeah.
Still pretty wet up there, but there's no snow.
Okay. Oh, wait.
The road looks good down in there.
Yeah, I wouldn't go out on the grass anyways. Animal control, any noise?
Concerns?
There's some concerns about a few people that were asked last year to register the dogs, and they didn't, and I'm going to send some letters out to some specific individuals.
Did I?
Her dog officer's your friend with them, so they.
Did I dream it, or was you guys just picking on me about somebody had something about the dog officer's animals?
No,
that was
But she didn't come in. She made a complaint about him.
Yeah, but it never showed up.
No.
It never showed up.
Okay.
It's supposed to come and say, what, 7 o'clock or 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay, good to go. Okay.
But, yeah, there's. Some of his friends have dogs that aren't pressured. He mentioned it to him, but he doesn't want to deal with it. But don't we have to treat everybody the same?
I don't think it's that he doesn't want to deal with it. They've told him that they're not going.
Well, then they're going to get different. Simple. perspectives, or doesn't matter. That's
well,
a simple equation to me.
Yeah. I told them I'd send out some letters first.
Don't matter if it's you or somebody
yeah.
I don't like.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Right?
The key thing is to make sure that we're consistent
all the same
with everybody.
Consistent. That's right.
So am I putting in the minutes that there was a complaint, but because the person never showed up, that it was...
No, I thought we decided
that
was
to
last
written.
There was no complaints are supposed to be written.
And that was last meeting. Okay, never mind. Okay.
It was last meeting anyway. So
okay,
no,
good.
No, it's on the recording if anybody really wants
no,
to.
No, nothing under dog control, basically.
No.
Okay, fine. Thank
so
you.
Sign the orders, boys. We're going to spend our money.
Any federal grants down there?
You?
Trump shut them all off. Here's the one for the tractor.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, here it is.
Now, did they happen to say whether they got the check or not?
Yes, they did. It's
okay.
All paid for.
Perfect.
I think the receipt I'll show
them
too. Yep.
Wasn't sure if the check would make it there that fast.
Yep, they got it Friday, I think he said.
Oh, yeah, so they amount paid.
So I got a deal for them. They can look at everything I've paid Social Security since I started working. Add that up. Give it up by year and adjust it for inflation, right? So the dollar then is worth 10 now, or whatever it is, and then 5 in the middle, so by year, and then just give me a check.
Dollar was worth a dollar, dollar's worth 50 cents now.
Yeah, you're going the wrong direction.
You know what I mean, right? And then just give me a check for the whole amount, and I'll never ask for another thing from you. That's the deal.
Good luck.
It's not that big. In reality, it's not a lot of money. I mean, it's a big number, very big number, but it's not.
Big time salt media.
They delivered one load the other day. I didn't have the slip on it, so Leslie had the slip.
I just was curious what they were. Is that a 24 yarder?
No, just a
payroll.
Yep. Oh. Oh.
Huh?
Payroll.
Yep, you always want to look at
it. Cargill.
It was Cargill salt.
Yeah, it was 2063. I just
It'd be $92 a ton, I believe it is.
So I just wondered if you got a 24-yard or just a...
Yeah, it was
a
triaxle.
Triaxle. That was you through now?
Huh?
You get
what was that?
Yeah. I don't even...
Oh, that's the tractor.
Well, it might say it's over with a minute. You know?
That's
we used a little bit this morning.
It's all about maintenance.
Oh, that's just what I found.
Got it. That's the... What do you
call it? Slip on the back door.
Dad, you get the decipher. Those are too many numbers.
Go right here. They show what the weight. 22.49 tons. Right there.
Okay.
Tons, and then it didn't say what it was at. So it just slipped here. So. The truck grows 71.88. You divide that, then you gotta take the truck weight off. So we had 44,980. Divide that by 2,000 because there's 2,000 pounds in a ton, and that's what that comes out.
You get
it. That's how you figure a ton. And 91.75 a ton.
Sorry, to make you move all that.
No, I wouldn't. It was fine.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
it. I was just, we were right there in the yard. Maybe I wasn't there when he got there because I was off doing other stuff. But when we got back here, I was in the yard when you went around back to talk. I was
right.
Talking with
right.
Jeff Holmes at the off.
Right.
I stood right in the driveway. And I didn't know he was out back here. I got it all picked up. It was froze, so it picked up good. What I did is picked up what I could, and then I stuck the screen over the top of it. So I used it so it wouldn't spread all over as I picked it up.
Yeah.
I bet it didn't have a quarter of a yard left here when I got done, and I pushed it up, mixed it in with his hand.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah, he said you had the slip, so he was asking about the slip. I didn't see it, so.
I must have brought it back here.
to adjourn?
No, I'm just reading.
I think there's a room before people come.
I didn't know.
Come on.
I looked at this one?
I think so. And that's the one I handed you initially without.
I don't know, they both looked, there's a cover page, both
look
the same.
Yeah. This is the one that I gave you initially.
Yep, it was when the snow was deep.
How bad? How hard are
you? Walking after we get that rain, I tell you,
right here.
It's hard to lug buckets when you're trying to hold them up like this.
Yeah.
Basically, set them down, you walk ahead. Set them down, walk ahead.
Right after that rain, we went. You know, the wind blew like hell, right? So we went up, walked up right on. Even on snowshoes, we were right to the bottom. It was just like cotton candy almost. There was nothing there.
My granddaughter called it mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you step beside a tree and it's laying on the ground, and your foot gets underneath it, and it just sucks you right in and down you go.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we got to review the minutes of the last meeting. Had quite a crowd here. I didn't pick up any spelling mistakes or anything like that, so. Did you pick up any factual mistakes there?
I didn't see any problem with them, but.
Yeah, I was good, so I read through them a couple times last week. Good to go with them.
Are you looking at the same ones
as Rachel? I think so. These are just on longer pages.
Yeah, yours are different because I just can't imagine.
That was the draft that was in my packet.
If everybody's good with them, I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes have been accepted. You got a whole pile of overweight permits. A whole pile.
That time of the year.
That time of the year. They all got insurance and whatever.
Yes.
Oil Supply Corporation contacted Robert Pion.
Yep, out of no, up here.
Lowell.
No, it's the other side of Lowell, Westfield.
Westfield.
Yeah, right where.
I'm seeing this song.
Dale Percy. And I assume that's construction stuff.
Yeah.
Suburban Propane. Got a couple front. Structural Wood Corporation. Lincoln Avenue, Waddington, New York. They got roof trusses.
They must have.
Oh, roof trusses?
Product carried
roof trusses.
Max weight requested 33,000 on one truck and 80 on the other. Four axles on a big truck.
Because so that they can deliver something to the building.
Yeah.
Trusses on there.
That's thick. Way too thick for this one. There we go. Harrison Ready Mix. You know who they are.
Yep.
Harrison Concrete. Ernie Crush. Orange. One truck. Barrett Trucking.
Better give them theirs because they deliver us all.
They're the ones that deliver us all. What's this? This piece?
It's just their insurance ends,
no.
And they're going to send us a new one.
Okay.
And
that's just a note.
Yeah, just a note.
Ooh, that's
they
the last one.
Know that their insurance is expired.
No,
oh, yeah. Camp Precast Products, Inc., Milton, Vermont. They got that four truck,
yep.
Up to 99,000 miles. Bone Coating. Oh, they are. Curtis Lumber. How many trucks? What kind of big trucks they got?
Lumber truck.
They didn't lift any.
They didn't lift any trucks there, but there's insurance.
They got boom trucks and box
yeah.
trucks.
Oh, here they
there.
Are. They got a bunch of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that is the last one.
So I'll make a motion to accept all the permit names on there, to town spec.
To approve?
To be approved, yeah.
To be approved.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.
That way the list of them is all in there.
Yeah, in minutes. The list ends up in minutes. Camp Road Survey, next steps.
Who seconded that?
I made the motion, but seconded.
So here's a letter.
So it's a draft of the letter. You guys look at and when I change it. Not really sure exactly what the intentions are at this point.
Oh, on the new one?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a couple of them, three of them, I think.
And you're going to send this to every resident in town or just the Camp Road folks?
Well, we didn't tell us to send it to
them. I'd send it just to the Camp Road because that's the only one that affects.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
I'm going to tell you what's the next. Question. They're going to ask, why are you, pinpointing out Camp Road? It's because we've had issues there. So, and to take care of the issues without getting into a bunch of legal problems, we had to. The road survey.
So do you want that as a statement as part
no,
of that?
But that's no, but when they
question.
Come in, they're gonna want to know why we singled out Campbell.
Yeah, and this
I have already been asked.
This alludes to it right here.
You have.
With some challenges during the past few winters.
It
alludes to it, honestly. Well done.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
But it's like, with some challenges, yes. That's a very, you've been taking lessons down at the politically correct place or something.
God damn it, did you see me down there or what?
I must have. I was probably taking lessons, remedial lessons. HR sends me a couple times a year.
We also haven't ordered anything from the place because I don't think he gave me a clear answer on that.
No, we haven't. I really don't.
If we want to look at over
those big pie things or a little.
I think we meet these people and kind of show them what we're looking personally because this is their property. So then if we have to make a decision, then we'll have to make one. I thought that.
Yeah.
See what was going to be. You know, you down there and say, okay, I'm putting this great big sign down on your corner of your lawn.
Yeah.
I really want that there. They said, well, we have this. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they had a say in it. So that.
But how are you going to show them? How are they going to have the visual without anything on the ground?
I thought we had them. That paper you sent us, a picture they sent in here, that ones we looked at in there.
Yeah.
Some smaller
the
ones.
And the post and the driver.
Right. No, but what I'm saying is I thought that you wanted to go over there and they could visually see where the right of way went. That was the point of the pins, so then you could have a conversation.
No, we weren't going to put any pins in until we were all done, right? We decided we're going
to. Did he mark it out? No, he didn't mark it. No.
He didn't put anything. He didn't want to confuse everybody with the.
So right now, they don't know where the right of way is.
Right,
so that's
basically, this telling them if you go to the center of the road, you measure out 24 foot 9 inches, it's going to tell you roughly where that is.
Right, and they can look at the map, and the map references buildings and measurements from buildings and all that stuff. Now, we might want,
We owe the surveyor said he'd go up and explain everything to everybody along me, because I haven't seen it either.
Answer the question.
Nope.
But what we might want to have him do, and I know it's a little bit more expense maybe, is if we know the meeting's going to be such and such a day, just have him go punch some grade stakes and orange flags on, just so we can film.
I'll tell the people, because it's just going to wind people up as it is already.
Yeah.
I just think you start driving there. It's like me when that surveyor comes down there and not that friendly when it comes to that. And then when you're putting pins and shit over on my property. So
you don't want to put grade stakes in before the meeting?
I'm just saying,
or?
If you're going to do that, then we need to send a letter to all those people, I think, in
and
there.
Tell them that.
And tell them what's going on before they start thinking, oh boy, what's all this in here? Just all
right, so you,
in
you
this, add it to this letter?
You add it to this letter just before the meeting.
Yeah.
You're probably get another letter saying, hey, look for some grade stakes to be driven.
You want
to
do
that,
or
can
you paint
that.
Orange on the ground or something?
Or just spray orange on the ground.
Spray orange on the ground?
Just make some marks so we can reference.
Yeah, but you're going to pay him?
No, I know it's more expensive. Absolutely.
Yeah. He's going to do the same job twice.
I know. Well, we take the map.
Well, he's
going
to come back up, right? He said he would come. Is he going to charge us to come back up, or is that part of our fee?
I think he said he would come for the meeting.
So did I, because that's why he didn't put any markers, because he's got to go back to put them in place.
We have to buy the markers,
and
he'll place them included in the
when we decide what we want to do.
But you haven't decided which the markers you want to do. Meet with the people, right?
No, we haven't had a meeting with the people either.
Right.
That's what I said. That's what we want to kind of meet with the people and get a figure out. Okay, this is what, basically, it's 24 foot, 9 inches from the center line of the road. So if anybody goes... All you gotta do is get a 25-foot tape and pull it out to the end of it.
And the other thing is the ones where it goes through this, that we're not gonna go there, see the map and see. We don't need to get up there with fire flying already. You know what I mean? We already said we weren't gonna. Yeah, we do. We're not gonna ask you to move it. We're just put the right of way. That's where it is. That's the right of way. If you don't believe in it, then you can get it surveyed. That's your choice to do that.
What we're trying to do is eliminate a problem from when we're plowing snow that people. Are putting structures in there that they don't want us.
Not permanent.
Not permanent. They're. But like the other day, Sunday,
cars.
Sunday I went up and we went around and sanded, and he got a wooden fence. All winter it's been turned sideways. Sunday when I went up, it was turned picked right up over and set right down, so it blocked off a third of that lane on that side of the road. This morning. It was moved back to where it was supposed to be. Because if I had to plow this morning, it probably wouldn't have been there. because I'm not pulling up for it.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't have to.
But.
Well, so if we don't think about that piece of it, I mean, the rest of the people are probably going to be fairly reasonable. I'd assume would be fairly reasonable.
Once we explain it to them, then we're not trying to take anything away from anybody in here. We're not going to ask you to tear it off, move it, or anything. We just need to put it in so that the town and anybody who wants to measure can see where the town, the right of way is.
Yeah.
And
we're not taking
anything away from anybody.
I would suggest we send this letter, wake everybody up, that we have that meeting pretty quick, right after this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Before
send it out
puts
and
a permanent structure in a bad place.
Right. Well, if they put a permanent structure,
Matt already has
it's already been surveyed,
yeah.
So if it's put in afterwards.
But then you got to fight, right? Then you got to fight.
Well, I'm fine with that. I agree, because you put something out and go a month later in there, they have to say,
give them 30 days.
Yep.
Well, I'll have to get with Matt to see when Matt's available for me.
Yeah, but when we put this out, we want to get there, a reasonable time, less than a month.
Yeah.
I think. I like the letter.
All right, so
the letter sounds
any changes to the letter?
I don't think so.
Okay.
And as far as ordering them, we'll wait till after our meeting to order the stuff.
After you meet with them.
Well, right, because that's in deference to the landowners. I say, hey, we haven't ordered any kind of markers. We're not hot.
These are some ideas.
These
are
the
something
things we
different
got.
That if you want to look into.
Well, what would you prefer? Somebody may not want to stick that high with a ROW letter on it,
So, as far as a meeting, are you guys open to other days, whatever Matt can do?
Whatever. Find out from Matt.
You got a couple, three nights from him or something.
And then we'll figure it out.
Can you do any earlier? What time is it there?
I'll do whatever you need.
It's going to get later every time.
As far as I'm concerned, if we got to get this over with it at noon on one of the days, just as long as I know a few days in advance, I can do that. I don't know about you guys. I think Ricky might be able to get it. His boss might. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. He's kind of a head.
All right,
maybe
so
we'll
if I can set a date with Matt and you guys, then we'll send a letter.
Well,
figure it out in here. I prefer not in the middle of the day.
Should we put the date on the letters if we have a date?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, if we get a date and get everything down, I think then we got less letters going out and less confusion.
First, is his name on the block?
I just want to make sure we don't get in trouble.
Melissa asked, and I think that it makes sense. We get it down, and then when we send the letter out, we get the date. They'll get the letter and the date that we're going to meet everybody up there.
Right, so as soon as we decide the date, a week before, we'll send the letter.
Yeah.
And it'll be like...
You might
want
to
send that letter or an additional letter?
This one.
One go.
2 weeks before.
2 weeks
before.
Mail's
a little
slow.
You want people to get the letter.
Right, and that way it's fresh on their mind. They know it's coming. 2 weeks, a long time to remember something.
Well, it is, but if it takes the mail 5 days to get there, you want them to be able to arrange to be there.
You have these meetings ready for a fire time, they'll be able to make them. 3 weeks, I'll forget them. So, I think we got a good plan there. Other highway stuff, anything today?
Well, good mud season going on.
Mud season.
But it's not, the roads haven't been bad. We've been grading them and adding gravel.
We see you got down in Kirkwood a little bit now. You got that straightened out.
Yeah. They had one mud hole just up above Ralph's there. And it's a little soft below Ralph's, but other than that.
But it ended up getting honed up in there.
We've been grading and doing that. Crushing gravel at Ken Harvey's. We've been doing, I think, 6,000 yards.
Yeah.
Do you want to do 6,000 yards again? Last fall we talked 4.
I know, but you thought he was kind of running. Maybe this is not going to be doing it much, having much more there, right?
Yeah.
So maybe we better get a little bit. It's close fall.
Yeah.
Plus we found revenue that we had that
we
weren't sure about. So, I mean, that's in our highway reserve fund.
It's something you lose.
Yeah, it's not.
You want to do 6?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like buying toilet paper, right?
Yeah.
It won't go to waste. It won't spoil.
And then at the Boy Scout Road, where they had their temporary bridge across.
Yeah.
It's all the, where they disturbed the bank, it's all scouring out. So,
we're going to have him come back without May, right? Or end of April somewhere, so that everything was out of there so we could all get on the same page, right?
Yeah, so there's going to have to be some stream work that's going to have to be done. They're going to have to armor that to hold that.
Put some bigger stone in there.
They didn't put any stone in there. They just put soil back in there.
Just ate it, right?
And this heavy rain, you know, the other day when we had that rain,
yeah,
it scoured right out. Now you've got a island in the middle of the stream. So they're going to have to. I think that's something that they should have to deal with.
Yeah.
I know it was outside of the scope of the work, but they disturbed it.
Yeah.
If something like was when Chauvin down there on Toronto Road, you know, where they stockpiled the stuff, they need to make sure they clean it up.
Yeah.
Any place they
disturbed. No, it makes sense. Put some boulders in there.
Was it, we're going to have a meeting with them prior, and then they'd know what they had to do when they came back, right? Is that
correct.
What we decided?
Yeah.
Because they didn't think they were going to have much time cleaning up what they thought, the rock and stuff, and the stone on the bridge there, that they're kind of on the box collar.
Oh. It's probably a good thing that we did hold back some of the 10%.
Yeah, yeah. We got a little lever there to finish it up.
So Melissa said that the $200,000 from the Boy Scout camp is coming in. Like she had a notice that money's coming.
Okay.
So
the 90% of that, right?
It's $200,000.
Whatever the ANR is paying.
Yeah, but didn't we have to do that grant we did? It was $200,000. So we had to pay a percentage. It was 5 or 10% of it.
Well, but.
They didn't give me a figure, they just said the payment.
You're not going to get a full $200,000, I don't believe.
Why? Because the whole project was way more than.
Yeah, but your grant amount, with total grant amount, was only $200,000. So then we have to pay a percentage of that.
Isn't that? But that's over and above the actual grant, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
but what I'm saying is the grant, when you get a grant, some of them are 100%. That one wasn't 100%. My understanding.
Okay.
So you won't get, what I'm saying is, I don't believe you'll get $200,000, maybe, but, because that was a structures grant.
Right, but I was under the impression that if you only spent $200,000 on the whole structure, then you're going to not get all of it back, because you're going to have to pay some, but because we spent $4,000, anyway,
we get all of it, and then we pay the rest of the bill.
We pay the rest of it. So I certainly could be mistaken. Anyway,
the
point is that we got a bunch of money coming in.
Yeah.
We have now $220,000 in the paving and structures fund. So if another 200 or whatever, 180 or something comes in.
Yeah.
So does it make sense to put some of that money into a CD? Because if it earns for 3 months, even if it earned 3 months, you'd still get $2,500.
Yeah. Because if the paving, even if we don't get the paving grant for North Road, we're going to have to do something up there this year. Because from Elvin Jones's to the top of the hill, that pavement's gone. You know, they're getting holes.
A good price on that.
Well, Norm kind of broke it down when he gave our estimate
for
the whole project.
For the other, for down there.
He gave us a bid on the thing for, like, the first section of it was coal planing.
Oh,
and then shimming for a section, and then reclaiming and paving.
I remember that.
It broke down. I can get one on just, if we get around to do that, I can get a price from
even
him exactly.
Even if, because
that was just a quote for, because we didn't sign anything on that one, so we didn't hold any.
No.
So we'll have to get that right when we get that.
If we sign a contract with him to do that,
we'd have to report that.
Yeah.
But the 3 months is like, even if you decide to pull the trigger on it, 3 months is, you're going to need that money in 3 months.
April, May, June.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
We wouldn't do it until probably July or August anyway.
If you can get them in
right
then, depending on how booked they are.
Yeah.
So, is that okay with you guys?
I think it is.
To take some of that, you know, make $2,500?
We're gonna spend some of it this year, because some of the projects that we did, like, we got all those aprons off from the town roads. Those are getting terrible. Griggs was in here the other day, and he, you know, where we fixed that,
just up by his driveway, up there, yeah.
Above there, yep. So, I mean, we had talked about it, so I'd like to try to get those done. We got culverts to change, so I'd want to change in culverts and do the aprons this year.
But you mean we only take half of that?
Right. Okay.
Well, it's all you have by July, you'll be okay. If you want to do any much of that until it takes you to spring, get started up in June and then July.
Yeah.
Is when you may start.
We have our money in our account anyways.
Yeah.
It just
okay.
Fires.
Yeah, good idea.
Okay, so down at the bottom, right here at the bottom of this, be where old schoolhouse hits 100.
Yeah.
I don't. Maybe it's normal, but there's a huge hole there.
Yeah,
that's
normal.
That's
right
normal.
On that corner right there. Right now, what you're seeing is the sand and the snow that I pushed in that hole.
Okay.
Oh, is that what happened?
Because when I plow, that's where I kind of plow the snow in.
Yeah.
When I come up with the loader, I pushed it all out in there.
Okay.
The culvert's right there.
Okay.
It might
I
be washed a little bit on the, where
just,
the dirt
when
was.
I was picking up garbage the other day, and I'm like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. That's where the water goes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then the other
when the snow's gone, we'll see. We'll take check it out.
Okay. So then the other thing is it, does it make any sense to, I don't know anything about this, but to the pavement out here on the in the parking lot, is does it make any sense to tar, I don't know anything about.
You mean seal it?
Seal it. I don't know.
You
I don't know what
can,
makes.
You can, I mean, a lot of people seal them.
I don't know, I don't know what.
It's gone, but.
I mean, it's not gone, but it's, you know, it starts, grass starts to grow and.
Yeah.
I was just looking at it the other day, and I thought, well, maybe one of you guys should look at it and see, does it make sense to...
Could take and have Graves or somebody like that come down and take a look at it. Kind of a small project for probably somebody like Graves. They might seal it, or Slayton.
Yeah.
They were right in town.
Yeah.
Kevin does that.
Yeah.
They do little jobs, and they do see...
We can have them take a look at it.
Is that something that's...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you can look at it and see. Maybe it does... I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a highway person, but...
No, it's getting old. I mean, when we did this down here, we never paved that up there.
I just thought if that would save you, you know, another 5-10 years or something. Then.
Well, I was going to, actually, when we get this addition on, you're going to have somebody come in and do some paving and rearranging your parking lot a little bit.
Yeah.
That'd be a small job, Kevin. That'd be something, Kevin.
Okay, well, then they could wait and deal with it then. Okay, just a thought.
I'll get hold of him here once we get it all swept, have him come up, take a look at it. And then, then if he can do it, we can have him do it.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so all set for the highway department. Yes. Okay, next thing, ratify addition deletion. We had that one addition last week, or 2 weeks ago, liquor license for Snake and Apple. So I guess what do we do to ratify them? Raise our hand.
I'll make a motion to ratify addition and deletions of the liquor license for Snake and Apple.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Grant update discussion. We kind of just went over some of that. We got some grant money coming in. Any new grant stuff? Oh, it says equipment.
I don't need to deal with that anymore. I'm just waiting on prices at this point.
Okay.
I've reached out to quite a few people, but no one... They said, give me a couple weeks and we'll get back to you.
For how much, like a loader cost, or how much?
Yeah.
They're trying to get the rates for the trucks and things.
Trucks, culverts, material.
Culverts. A lot of them aren't getting the rates out right now because they don't know what's going to happen here with the economy right now. So.
Yeah.
They said, give them a couple weeks. I'm on like 3 waiting lists that once they do get their price list, they're going to email them to us.
Right, cool. So you're getting that?
We're getting there.
Together.
Yeah.
We're already down to other business. Review of postcard for reappraisal notice. So we had a, what, we have a little change to that or something last time?
Well, you asked a couple of questions.
Appointments were the biggest
he
thing.
He said, no, he's not going to do appointments. I think that if you have some kind of issue, you can call
and
maybe request something, but overall, no appointments because that would be near impossible to do. Because you do it in sections. You can't be running all over and trying to accommodate 1,000 people.
Well, don't you know where he's going to go in here and he can send it out if he's going down Crooks Road or if he's
Well, he'll send out letters saying, I'm going to be on your road next week. If you got any issues.
Yeah, that's what basically
that's
what we're asking.
Yeah.
That's what we're
that's
asking.
That's what the postcard is, so that they can call and say, either I don't want you to come, whatever their concern is.
But he's going
to
do that by little chunks.
Yes.
Okay.
Sections at
that's
a time.
That's what we were looking for.
He said if he doesn't make contact with anybody at the house, then he sends a data mailer with questions. no guarantee that they'll return it, but he does try to get specific questions answered so he can come up with some kind of value. And if he can't get any information from them at all, he kind of just does his best guess at the old information.
Yep, and then what happens is if the best guess is higher than the homeowner thinks, they come to the grievance. And if
if it's higher than a homeowner thinks, they have to allow him in.
They do have to allow him
in. Yeah, if you don't let him in to begin with, and then you say, no, that's wrong, you have to let him in.
Okay, and then what happens? This is for my own information.
Yeah.
How does the grievance piece work?
I think that's the process. You would grieve the amount. He would say, okay, I have to come to a visit. You have to let him
in. Then you have to let him
in. Or you have to give up your right to grieve.
But you don't have to let him in before the grievance meeting.
You do not. I don't believe so.
Okay. That's what I want to be
sure. I think it sounded what I took. They'll do a visual at the outside and basically do in there and measure and see if you've had in there, if you've added a deck or you've added on a room or built another little shed outdoors or something.
Yeah.
And then he'll go on and write that up in there. And then if he says it doesn't see much into there, he may say, okay, I assume they haven't done anything inside. And he'll go off and then he'll do his assessment on there. But then if he calls back, you grieve it, then you got to let him in.
Well, that's what I wanted to know.
Just as shitty now as he was 10 years
ago. The order of operations there. So he comes, does the appraisal. And if you don't let him in, and then you don't like it, you have to do a grievance. If you do a grievance, then you have to let him in to prove why you're grieving. Okay, that's the order of operations.
But then if you're still grieving in there, then you have to
Civil board, step up
to where it's going to go, and then
if you don't like his decision.
Supreme Court. That's where you
Supreme
end
Court.
Up. That's where you want to know.
So other than answered, are you good with the initial mail?
Yeah, as long as he's doing it in chunks, I think I am.
Yeah, I am in there. Cause especially
as long as he's notifying people that he's going to be around there.
Yes.
Yeah, keep your dog. You don't let the dog bite you.
Right.
Let the dog out.
Yeah, well. Okay, the next one. E-News Sports Committee Policy. I'm going to be honest, I didn't have a chance to read this. But it's basically that. Changed into policy as opposed to bylaws.
Where's that some of them?
I didn't know if you were really ready to review it or not, so I just threw it on there. I think it's more time to go through it and see
if there are any changes. Like with the membership. If they're appointed and they leave town for whatever reason, they leave or something, I don't think the committee can automatically remove them. They have to come to us.
That's right.
So they change their residency. I don't think they can be immediately removed. I think they have to basically resign or... The select board has to ask them to step down and ask them for their
and reasoning being that you don't really tell
them. I think that immediately removed from the committee, I think that part of it has to be taken out.
Okay.
I think. I don't know.
Fine.
It's like if somebody is pointed to on town meeting day, we can't really ask them. They have to resign. We can't.
Well, and the other thing is,
maybe
they're moving away from town right at the end of the season. There's only two more weeks, and they need to do some stuff. Why would you want to smack them right out of the Maybe you want to let them fill out the term, and then move. I mean, that's a good point.
One thing I did, I talked to Nick maybe a week or so ago. He's going to stop by. I just asked him if he could just kind of give me a rundown of maybe what these different positions, what types of things they need to take care of. So maybe we can have some specifics of what the positions
are. Okay,
So we'll have to add something in there for that.
As far as the letter here, the one that changes it. Hannah was asking. I think we've already discussed the size of this committee. I don't care if it's 3 to 5 or 3 to 7, but I thought we discussed it at the last meeting. We thought we were going to leave it at 5. We don't have enough people to do 7.
And something to consider if you do go to 7 is your quorum is 4, regardless if you have 7 members
right,
or not. So if you can't get 7 members, you're not going to be able to make any decisions.
Because right now it's 5, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they have to have at least 3 members present to make the decision.
And that's where they've been having problems, just to get enough people for a quorum for that and there. So start putting 7, then you only get 2, you don't even have enough for. they aren't nothing, then they went. Never
mind.
Here,
go on and talk to that.
These are suggestions.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what we asked. That's what we asked from them that night. They
did
read
I get
through
that
them.
Money?
I
may not have got that. But that's okay.
So I think we had discussed it.
So this select board does that. And members of the board.
Yeah.
That's directed.
Yeah.
Oh, well, if we're going to talk about Eden U Sports, which we are, I did know that baseball sign-ups are still open until April 1st, because whoever's on the committee now apparently got whatever they had to get straightened out.
Oh, so what we heard here wasn't true, that it wasn't?
No,
they
went and got fixed somehow. All I know is, big poster, big thing, baseball sign-ups are still open, blah, blah, blah. They'll be open until April 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to try to get enough people signed up by April 1st to have a team meeting. That's what I read. So that's good news.
And if there's no team meeting, then they can play for high school.
But that's, you know, the noise was,
yeah,
we only had 3 days to sign up. Well, now they've got 3 days plus a month,
mm-hmm,
or whatever it is. So it's, you know, well, whoever's on the committee now did that work, fixed that. Which is awesome. Good job. I think. I don't know what they had to do. They did something.
But they're so scared.
I don't think it was ever closed.
It's not that.
I don't think it was ever closed.
Yeah,
pack
that up.
Yeah, there's some code that's not going to work anymore. They can still sign up. For
yeah. Yeah. They just won't get the discounted rate or something anymore.
It doesn't matter.
Because they couldn't sign up through Eden, but they could still sign up through iCard. So it was... Because nobody was going to give their social security number to make the Eden part sign up happen, but you could still do it through Hyde Park. But because they assumed that nobody in Eden did it, that you couldn't sign up. But you all the time you could sign up through Hyde Park, but they didn't want to
read that part.
Right.
Yeah, I think you're. I think whatever they did allowed them more time to get more people signed up. But however,
the initial
they
date was already passed.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter as long as they got it done. Yeah. Good for the kids, right?
You read this yet?
I haven't read through that yet. No, I'm going to.
No, I just want to.
I think most of it's already in there.
I think most of it's already
in
there one way or
the
other.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that, like the committee will work together to make decisions for current sports equipment and facilities. I mean, that's already in place. I mean, that's what they do. I mean, that's why they're working together. Yeah.
So I get down to the end here. It says add something here about social media. So the question I have about that is, do we want to add that here, or do we want to develop a blanket policy for anything that says it's put in forward as I'm a town of Eden thing?
That's probably a good idea.
Instead of just, you know, so it doesn't matter if you're the beach or the who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I did do some poking around. The Facebook page does not allow other people to post, so it is locked for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But you can, if you open a post, you can comment on a post.
Yes.
But you can't post new posts yourself. So my, you know, my suggestion for those pages is nothing.
Well, I do think the page will be coming down as soon as the registration is closed.
I think they said that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, this is another whole thing, but it's pretty simple. It's you put up a web page, or if you put up a Facebook page, Twitter page, whatever, all the other stuff, whatever you're doing. If it says the town of Eden on it, and it's official, and it's got the logo, then here's the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And the rules are no public comments. Only a contact or somebody can email somebody, and that's it.
Right.
It's a bulletin board, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the rule reads, right? You don't have to be real specific. No public interaction with the page.
Mm-hmm.
It's a look and read only. Very, very simple, not complicated. People can understand it really easy.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who builds a page, says it's a town meeting page, and violates that. And the second rule is, we'll have an email address here. We'll just put one up, whatever it is.
We have an email address?
No, I want a unique town email address that is specifically the administrator for any of these pages and all of them. So if I make a page and I say, this is representing the town of Eden and it's representing the Blueberry Pickers Club of the town of Eden, whatever it is, I'm the administrator, so I'm going to be able to post stuff and do whatever I want. Nobody else can put anything on there. The alternate administrator is an email address that's here that, when we're all gone, still can administer those pages. So then if I become radical, crazy, whatever, and start posting dumb shit on the page, then the Eden's administrator can shut it down. You can't just have everybody in charge.
You basically want this office to have access to it.
I want this office to have administrative access to every page. And my suggestion would be we develop a specific email address. Everybody uses the same one. Everybody uses the same password. That way there's no chance that we get a rogue page off saying crazy crap. Right? Does that make sense?
It does, but I don't think you can do that with Facebook.
Yes, you can.
Yes,
you absolutely.
Same email?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You can do that.
I thought you had to have an individual email.
No, you can use for a business page. The problem is they need to make sure it's a
business page,
right. Not just like personal page. They have to make sure it's like when they create it, it has to be a business page.
Right, and then you can have multiple administrators.
There's multiple emails,
right.
Phone numbers. And you can have, the ability to shutting off comments.
Well, or not allowing them at all.
Yeah.
So you're going to work on a social
media
policy?
Yeah, I already started on it, but then I got to tangle up right now.
Yeah.
Email. And that email is...
Well, I read this for a second.
Email
this letter looks like a... Us carrying a big stick.
It does, doesn't it? Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm
carrying
sorry.
A big stick and stirring the shit.
Well, did you read the email that it's in response to?
Yeah, I don't remember all of it, but
it was that was a paddle.
I think we do need to adjust some of
it. Oh, that's absolutely fine.
It was Barney on it.
That's absolutely fine. That's why I wrote it, so that people could read it and go, oh, well, this is too much, and this is not enough, and whatever you want to do. I'm not trying to do it in any way, shape, or form. It's just,
but you should probably get it out soon. Like, I don't think we should wait till the next meeting to respond. So.
No, if with the corrections that we made on the EU's committee policy, is everybody happy with the changes that were made? And
I don't think that's quite ready to go. If you want me to add anything about the what the positions kind of are.
I'm not too concerned about. I don't think stuff on Facebook needs to be in here.
No, that needs to be a separate town policy for everyone.
happened to the good old paper and pen?
It went away.
People sign up their kids and give their information.
So did you compare this to the bylaws?
No, I did not.
Just read the
I did compare it a little bit with what you, there's not, basically, with what you had the first time and then this one. So
this is a no.
Well, I think that if there's going to be different areas that they're looking for, what they're supposed to be doing should be in this as
right.
well. So everything is
yeah.
all on one page, so
I
it's easy.
I think it should be
like
only.
Get, you know, when spending time on the handbook and all that, trying
yeah.
to get it right.
What's the treasurer's duties? What's the.
Well, yeah, and everything is on
yeah.
and then we can just hang on to this and we'll have one.
Right.
Like we've, I think we finally. I never say final about that, but anyway, we keep working on it every time. So if somebody new gets here, we get a different page of plans, but we're working on it. But at least it's all in one area.
Right, and I think just because there has been some concern over one person doing a lot, most of the stuff, that'll kind of break it down to say, no, you each have a duty.
You each have duties.
This is kind of what the basics are.
So you guys are going to, you guys will try to add some descriptions of the individual positions that are required.
Right.
What's, you know, what they're expected, what their duties will
what
be.
What they're expected to do.
Yeah.
So like on the membership, the other thing is, is it and shall relinquish their membership or must? Should we put must or shall in there?
I'm sorry.
When it says, you said shall immediately be removed, but if we, it should it be shall relinquish their membership? Should it say must? That way they know they have to if they leave town. On that one, or
okay.
is everything always done by shall?
No, you can say must,
no.
and, but.
So you're going to leave it at change in residence and must relinquish their membership?
Yeah, leave everything in there except for and shall relinquish their membership.
Change is spelled wrong, by the way.
Yeah, it says chance.
It says chance.
Yeah, shall
relinquish. They already got it.
Change
wrote
down there.
Somebody else caught that. Right, and there might be an instant. We might want to add to that something that's
yeah.
the select board's
discretion
or something
yeah.
like that. Because if it's, like I said, if it's 2 weeks from the end of the season and somebody's moving and they want to fill out their.
And then the treasurer, it'd be nice to go hand that over and show somebody how they did it, right?
Yeah,
just,
yeah, yeah. So
I'm just saying, whatever. You know,
I think, well, here's your books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Figure it out.
Doing that.
There ain't no money left. Here you are.
It's a dollar sign. They go zero, zero.
Well, can you just say, shall immediately notify the select board and leave it at that?
Sure.
And then you guys decide what to do based on this.
Yeah, well, that might be a good idea.
Yep.
That way we're not.
Short and sweet,
yeah. And it's clear. Very clear.
What's
that? No, but they're going to look at it.
Well, that's the idea.
That's how you
I thought it was a little sticky.
Read? Do you read the one?
Yes, but I think you don't want
did
to get yourself in too much. I like the bottom paragraph, or the bottom part that you kind of said. You kind of summed it up just saying.
Okay, I'm fine. I just wanted to. Everybody understand what I read in that incoming one.
Yeah, right. Well, I right, but I
to me it was pretty clear.
Yeah, it was pretty clear, but I right, the shit pot still stinks. So,
well, I
and don't need to stir it.
I know. You got to remember.
Yes.
I do my best.
Okay. Hey, that's why we have a bunch of people. So you know, yeah, that's not right. That would.
We could start by asking if. They are looking to file a formal complaint.
That probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you read that thing I sent you.
I did read through that.
Yeah. Quite frankly, we're already. That original.
Right.
I don't want to say it. The original email could be construed as a formal complaint. We only had 10 days to respond and we did not.
This last part, if you had that in there.
I must have calmed down a little.
Well, no, it's
right.
Basically,
I mean,
you're asking them.
You're clarifying.
You're clarifying.
Right.
That.
Is this where you're at?
In this section of your email, accusing the committee of a crime, violation of freedom. So basically, we want to know if you're going to bring, are you going to bring charges to these allegations? If you are, we'll forward this to our attorney to let him start dealing with it.
I don't think that is the attorney that deals with it. I think they probably have
they
to
have
do something.
They have to go. I sent her a whole big thing that I looked up on the state website about this and all the things that you have to do. And you only got, once a complaint's filed, you have 10 days to respond.
So I can ask them if it's a formal complaint, and if it is, I'll let them know that I will let them know what the next step is.
Yeah, I mean, like,
he,
like Ricky said, the bottom here is a little smoother. Mm-hmm. I was laying out the
right
facts at the top. This is
right. But I think right, you have to clarify where they're at first, and then you
I
can.
Understand.
Yeah.
I
okay.
understand.
Okay.
And play ball. Good rapper. We'll step up the man.
Step up the man, boys.
Maybe 30 miles an hour, maybe
so then what you guys are saying is would you like him
sorry,
to
I
the
got a little
110
on
that. I guess just send him a I don't care if you send it. Just kind of ask him. We just need to know.
Yeah,
or
make it sound a little better. If you could,
I'll send it back to
you. That's fine. I threw this together.
Just if we're asking the question, because now we've looked at it and rethought about it, we just need to know what your intent is. That's all. And
up.
Simple. That's,
are you just running your mouth, or?
No, I mean, you feel.
Well, we have to
talk
take
about
it serious.
But the thing is, that if the attorney is involved in it, the town's involved in it.
Yeah.
So that means it's an allegation against E&U Sports, which is part of Town of Eden. So, in the end,
I read it. I like the bottom better.
Right? I mean, am I wrong with that? I mean,
no. Well, so what ends up happening is the way that whole mess I read on the online that I sent you, and I didn't want to put a lot in email. But it is what it is. But way down at the bottom, it tells what you have to do and how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read any of that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if I do want to file a complaint.
Very specific.
Yes.
What you have to do. And then you have a certain...
Well, and it doesn't... Part of it, I'm not sure they have enough to file.
That doesn't matter.
Well, it does. It says it in the thing you sent me.
Yes. Yes, they have to have...
specific things.
They have to have some very specific things. But we need to find out what they're talking about. Now, this part up here, that should have been the 19th of here. Those are all... facts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll just okay, I gotcha. I'll play nine. Fine.
You got a color crayon and you're just circling the letters.
I know like that. Well, I started writing it, you know. So what happened was I was reading the original incoming and writing this. Every little piece back at it, right? Everything
let me
did.
Tell you
so
what. Boom!
Always,
boom!
That's what I
know what that is, and all of a sudden the blood pressure just keeps going like this.
Yeah.
Like this here.
But
then also, it's just red. Right
but
for
you,
right
waited in the next day and did this.
Right. Well, then I got down here and I just kind of, you know, I thought through it all and I wrote like the letter.
Blood part. Pressure can come back down. You
must must be had a meeting in the room or something. I don't know. So, anyways, but you know what I was doing, right? Reading that one.
Yeah, no, that's what I said when I was reading it. I said, you must have that other one out. He was reading that, and then he was like,
exactly
he was marrying it back and forth on there. I said, then he got down here, and he put it off in there, and had Zupper come back at it, and he said, let me rethink this a little bit now. And
well,
yoga, you were all set.
Something like that. Right? Something like that. So, good deal. Yeah, yeah, you want to play ball. Be careful when you're throwing balls at. I told you. Everybody thinks I'm an awful nice guy. I'm going to be an awful prick if I have to be.
All right.
So we're going to make some changes to the policy. We're going to draft an email, rough email based on that. And we have a couple of... Oh, this is more of that. We got a couple of... Tracy had to resign because of the stupid state law, right? Same reason that she had to resign.
I thought, town meeting, the way you explained it, that she could hold her title
She can hold her title as...
until the next time she is up for election, because the townspeople elected her to those positions.
No, you can't.
But this law has been in effect for years.
Right, and we haven't abided by it.
But you guys met with LCPC to deal with some of that stuff, and because of small town...
I talked to LCPC. They said no.
Okay.
Well, the state just...
I specifically...
This law has been in effect for a long time.
But it's that new ethics committee thing where we have to read the paper.
Yep.
Driving that.
That's what Tracy thought. When I read this about VLCT. And so Tracy said, well, I thought, when I said that, geez, I just read this, and Tracy said, well, I think there's an exception for small towns. And so at that point I contacted VLCT and explained the situation, and they said no.
Yeah, and
so at that point,
probably used to exist until this ethics commission in
2018
was fired up.
So she had to resign from, she chose to, I thought, to be trustee, and I was going to stay as auditor, but then now she's resigned from both. But I do think that
only
Tracy...
only the position on the Board of Civil Authorities is what she's going to keep.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I do think that you guys should write her a letter.
Yeah, I think so, too.
That's because she's done a lot for the town, and...
Yeah, no kidding. And then Ronald Miller, also. He can't be an auditor. Looks like he got some health issues. That's too bad.
No, there's just one.
And now there's just one.
So, who's the trustee of funds?
Me and Trevor.
Just two? So, is it, you going to have three?
You know, we were just talking about this earlier. I need to read up on it. I don't know, because I don't know if it's considered a committee or...
Can we...
You had three on it before.
Yes.
Right,
can,
but is it something like we're supposed to have meetings to make these? I have no idea.
Can we appoint another one?
Yes.
You have
to
advertise it.
We're going to have to advertise it. Does this have to go in front of the voters? Because this is an elected position. What?
No.
How good the board?
You've got to advertise it, and then you can appoint somebody to it.
For
the remaining period of the term of the
yeah.
person that has resigned.
Yeah.
So then...
You can't. She's the auditor. She stepped down.
That's why
more.
She had to step down.
Yeah.
Well, you're the auditor.
Yeah. So you're going to have to at least have one more auditor.
You need two.
Well, you need at least two.
So we need an ad for auditor, and we need an ad for
trustee of
public funds.
Two auditors, right?
Two auditors.
Tracy's done, and Ronald's done.
And Ronald's done.
Do you want any qualifications?
Well, like I discussed today, that's the problem with the election stuff.
You can elect that.
Somebody, like I walk away, somebody can get up and say, I'm going to nominate so-and-so up here on the camp road to be road commissioner. They don't have a CDL, they're not equipment or anything like, they don't know anything about equipment,
right.
But yet they've been elected. What qualifications do we know what Trevor Bidwell has?
We don't, but since you get to a point, because it's in the middle of the term, you could request some qualifications, which might give you a leg up for the next time they get elected.
I think that's what we need to do with some of the... Your position's exactly a good point. Are you going to have... I'll use Molly.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody gets up and nominates Molly. She's never been in this office, so you wouldn't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So you start over. I mean, basically.
Let's not do that.
No, but see what I'm saying?
Small town.
Yes, I know exactly what you're saying.
Well,
because of the democracy
or whatever we call it.
Yeah, well, what you're talking about. so you're talking about changing the business model, right, of the town. So like Hyde Park hires a manager who has a resume and has a blah and has a whatever, and he's got a... Oh, he's a town manager. They hire a road
foreman.
They hire a road foreman.
One of the select boards are the road
commissioner. Commissioner who just manages the budget and whatever, but the road foreman is out there, the guy doing the work. So you're doing both of those jobs, right?
I don't get paid for one.
You don't get paid for one. Well, that's why we keep you around. But that's how that, you know, so you're talking about problems that happen, and as the real world intrudes upon our peaceful little town. It's like, you're right. You can elect a fence post to be the road commissioner next year, and nothing that can be done about it. And then what's the town? But then the select board is on the hook to figure out, well, how do we get the roads? Well, then they're going to have to hire somebody, and it's road commissioner, and is only responsible for the budgets and that stuff, and you hire somebody else to drive the truck and do the project. Yeah. I mean, but you're talking about changing the business structure of the town into a little more of a management business.
They tried changing it years ago anyway, when my father was in.
Right.
They went from an elected
to
an appointed.
That's a different, but that was for different and very stupid reasons. But anyways.
Well, the reason why it got changed back was because of the stupid reasons.
Well, both.
Yeah.
Yeah. And both ways, both ways were done for not good reasons.
Yeah.
Not good reasons, in my opinion. They never should have done away with it. They had a stable situation. We've got a pretty stable situation, so why would we screw it up? But we do have to think about the future, right?
Yeah.
And how do we figure this out? So you can look at Hyde Park's model, you can look at Morrisville's model, you look at Johnson's model, maybe not, because they're like way too big.
Hyde Park, well, there's a problem with their models out there. They're all union.
Yeah.
Everyone, Morrisville, Hyde Park, Johnson are all union.
But I'm talking about the structure of the office and this part that we're doing.
Yeah, but they had ran into problems too.
Oh,
because,
I'm sure.
Because your town administrator oversaw all the budget, and then when your road foreman or your town clerk have to go through your town administrator.
That's right.
And if things don't go, they're...
Yeah, no, I there's all kinds of issues with that model as well. But both models are risky, right?
Yeah.
Both, and there's all kinds of in-between ones you can look at too, you know, like... One of the things about Hyde Park, they got the whole select board. Now, I'd like to sit it, but then they have the guy from Essex, I guess, he used to be. It's the manager.
Ron Rogowski? The one that was up there? He's on his own now.
But he was from Essex, right?
I'm not sure where he was.
Well, that's where he lived. Because he was the town manager, right?
No, he was the town administrator.
Administrator. Yeah, sorry.
They didn't have town manager, they had administrator.
Whatever. But he was the town administrator.
Right.
So now he's getting paid pretty good money, I thought. Running the town for the days in between when the select board
meets.
And the select board meets and authorizes. So he's like a supercharged town clerk, kind of, I guess. I don't know. I just know that that model is funny to me. This model works as long as you have stable folks that will run for office and step up and do the job.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
See, I wouldn't be good at an auditor because just that calculator would give me problems. I mean,
right.
I ain't fast enough to do it.
No,
somebody sit there go like this, and I'm here.
Everybody has their day. You know.
I think it's okay to ask for people who have some financial background.
Yeah.
Well, and then you see.
I think
it's fully appropriate in a town meeting to stand up and say, we're going to nominate somebody for auditor.
Here are your duties.
Here's the qualifications and the duties required for this job. Now, please don't stand up and set the nomination if you don't have to.
You can't do that. If somebody puts them on the floor in there and they second it.
You can't do that?
No. I don't believe you can do that. Not in an open meeting like that, because that's the reason you're having a town meeting. Why could you're dictating what somebody can do.
No.
But could
I'm
you
not
say
saying
what
you
the responsibilities are?
They can in here, but then, but nobody
it's
listens
like,
to you.
I remember
say,
a fall off.
Well, the guy, if the I guy got up like that guy did there, he was on the cemetery committee. He asked
right.
that question.
Like people
yeah.
don't. I think that's part of the reason people don't want the job. They don't know what they are.
I remember sitting right behind a fella. They nominated him to be a selectman, and the question he asked was, well, you know, how many hours a week does that take? Or you.
No, look how stupid I am. I'm still eating. Yeah. Don't use me as an example. I'm a smart person. I'm like, you're just proving your own point. Right?
But you were smart enough to ask at least a question of how many hours a week and do I have that available to do this job, right? If I'm going to take a job as town clerk, which I would never take, but if I was going to, you know, I'd say, well, could I do that job? I don't know the answer to that question. Probably not. Because it's not my accounting and all that crap. It's not my wheelhouse, right? It's not what I do. So somebody taking an auditor job should think about that before they accept
right.
the nomination. And I think it would be appropriate to mention that at the
Well, I'm not saying
right?
it's not, but I'm just saying that somebody still could get up and nominate somebody.
They still could nominate a fence post.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, there was one point when I created all the different positions that I made this thing that went around the whole front of the gym.
I remember that.
And each the defense viewer and the auditor and all these people and exactly what they're and nobody ever looked at it. So what's the point?
I remember it. I read some of them.
But also, how many times?
I've been a little kid.
Not lately, but how many times did I sat there and Bruce say, "Listen, if you don't step up, the state's going to step in. We need to get
That's
somebody
right,
to
yeah.
vote in here." How many people? I mean, I wasn't really looking to be on this select board.
Oh, I remember you were
done an excellent job.
Well, no, but it sucks. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But I'm just sick
That's
of it
right.
in here. I'm not as fond as some people of my government as some people may be. So I'm sick of that. I want to make the piss poor
like
decisions instead of them.
I think you like it more than I do.
No, but I'm just saying. But how many times did Bruce say that? Good
yeah.
many times.
Yeah.
We still have open
correct.
Positions. We still have open positions that people aren't that could probably
well,
do into there if they wanted to put the time. But people just don't want to take the effort.
Part of it,
to
I
do
think,
it,
because
so.
Some of this stuff. One of the, and I'll be happy to put this on the recording. One of the, but one of the things that happens is Leslie has said it multiple times. We're very fortunate here for the situation the town is in. The situation the town is in over the years has been from various really good people sitting in this office twice a month doing the right thing. And until the state comes and says, oh, we're taking this over, and it starts affecting somebody's, you know, starts poking them in the ass.
Yeah.
It's hard to get people to understand what's going on here with the state and all the stuff they're jamming down our throats. It's not good. And I don't know how you get the town folks involved. I don't know how they, you know, how do you get them to step up and say, hey, I want to be an auditor?
Well, you know, I remember somebody coming to my door at one point. I won't mention this person's name, but they were running for select board, and they were like, rah, 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 rah. You know, I don't really like this, I don't like that. Rah, 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 rah. Like yeah, I've heard it all before, you know.
Yeah.
And then they got on the board. They were elected. And they got on the board, and once they went, came, you know, they had four, five, six meetings behind them. They went,
holy
oh, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't all apple pie, and oh, it's a little more complicated, and
yeah.
oh, you got to think about things, and
yeah.
oh, you got to write policy, and oh, you got to make some hard decisions. That person made a 180.
Yep.
A total 180. They served on the board for 3 years, then they left.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, we don't really want people, I mean, that's how I got on the board. I was
yeah.
pissed, and I didn't like it when people were telling me that they, you know, they can't give me that answer, you know.
Because sometimes you can't.
I don't think that
You
was
give
the
them the
that
answer,
one.
They may not like it, but
well,
you gotta give
you
them
can't,
the
you
answer.
You gotta give them an answer.
They might not like what they're hearing.
That's why you ended up with this email.
Okay, so
yeah.
I'll put some ads out. Do you want them to just send a letter of interest?
I think so. I think we should probably.
Yeah.
I agree with that. That way,
yeah.
there, a letter.
The state,
and
what,
I'm fine with the. I'm fine with the. Put the description. What it is in here.
Yeah.
If you're
what
interested, these might be something that you should know about or should be interested if you're thinking about
hours
paying.
Per month.
Yeah.
You know, there's some meetings
yeah.
required.
Yeah. What details?
Participation or whatever. You know.
So that's going to be three different positions, right?
It's tough. I mean, you talk to people, they'll bend your ear. Boy, you go to the store, they'll bend your ear.
So you're going to advertise for that position?
Three auditors.
Yeah, right.
Two positions.
Three.
You can put auditors and auditors and.
Okay, so So.
In the same ad, could we add in for highway help?
Sure.
Whether it's part time or full time, I mean.
CDL or?
CDL required.
So, I want that down when you guys come to the CDL thing.
Yeah. The break in is we got changed from culvert, so the hand shovel will let you run Mexican backhoe.
Okay.
That's what they used to call it.
Works for me. Get my exercise somehow. So, do we have to like make a motion to accept these letters, or
the resignation?
The resignation.
I think you usually do. Whether it's required, I'm not sure.
I'll make a motion to accept their resignations from Ronald Miller and Tracy Morton. I'd also like to send them a letter thanking them for all that they've done for us, especially Tracy. She's been here
forever
and helped us out of a lot of messes, and I greatly appreciate all that she's done for us.
Yeah, I'll second that in spades. Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
So, I'm just going to say this. I'm not going to write the letter. I think one of you guys should write the letter. I can't write the letter.
Okay.
No, just, it's not, I don't think it should come from me.
Okay.
There you go, Tim. You're good at that.
Well, you got to have her send me a mean email.
I'll send him my wife.
Yeah. Every wife writes the right stuff on. I mean, that's.
Then you can find it out.
Yeah, if you want to do that, I'm good at the responses.
So, who motioned it?
I did. Or Rick.
I did.
Ricky.
And I seconded it.
Okay, thank you.
And I said in spades, hell no. So, other.
Town
meeting contract services, right?
Yep, so that is for Matt Reed, which somehow he signed, but you guys did not when you were in here.
Okay.
He's the surveyor. Right?
Yep.
All right.
So I just need signatures. And then the lady sent me a link for the swim program, wanted you guys to look over the website. I don't know who looked at that.
Oh, I saw that, yeah. I didn't look at it, but I saw the email.
She just wants the okay to go ahead and open the registrations. And then she left my flyers on it.
They were on the
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I got one at work. I'm bored at work, so I read it. Yeah, this is for Matt, right? Only one place we need to sign it.
Yeah.
It's here. There you go. Guess I better get started using my old stain.
Yeah, you better start. You're going to be here all night. Sign it.
Only
was that easy to make everyone happy.
Nah, don't take much to make me. Get up breathing on the
Jay.
Listen.
No.
When you're
dead, you don't know it. It's only hard on the people around you.
See?
It's the same when you're stupid.
I don't receive the body. No.
That very bottom thing, that irritates the shit out of me.
Which one's that?
That she charges non-residents to be there and uses the town facility to make money on them.
Doing
back charges.
Buck 50.
Well, we begged them at the town, like at the town meeting, for the town people to help us out.
Are you opposed if we look into like what it would cost us if we pay for someone to get certified and put them on our insurance?
I'm not.
I don't know if we could find anybody, but. I mean, it was just a thought they brought up at town meeting. And
how much insurance going to cost us, do you know?
Plus, I mean,
yeah.
I haven't looked into it, but well, if you guys are all right with that.
We must have to have liability insurance anyway for,
right.
for running the,
probably like, just falls
the
under
beach
the
up
beach.
There anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to the swim lessons and stuff. It's just that if somebody's coming up there, we're hiring her to do swim lessons, and then she turns around and anybody extra, she charges using our facility in our time
mm-hmm.
while she's under our payroll.
Well, they have to pay to get the meat. charges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did
she charges at 147.
Did they pay Musby to come into the beach?
Yeah.
I believe so. I think I asked Pam a couple weeks ago.
Okay, so then that's how they get around that, and so the coverage would be on us and within there. So she,
that way it's they're actually costing them 150 instead of
147.
Tell you what, I know how I learned that swimming. I would be a lousy swimmer.
Throw you in the lake.
My mother was pissed. Father just dropped you off the dock. You don't wear your foot over your head. What are you going to do? You're going to stand there. You're going to swim.
Yeah. You're going to swim or walk out.
You're going to swim.
Really?
Get yourself a little stamp, Tim?
Yeah. That's proof to town specs. Please see attached. That nice? I don't have to write that every time.
I promised him I'd get him a stamp if he stayed on the floor.
Good. All right. Good. I didn't really use coughing some of that out of that, out of the chairs position.
Any other stuff?
I don't
that
know.
That was FYI. Oh, that's about it.
Not that I can remember.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay. What did you say?
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?